You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's two-pack special, two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Just ahead, Governor Mike Huckabee will join us for his weekly sit-down and preview of his big show on TBN this weekend. Abby Johnson of Unplanned, the movie, was at that pro-life rally in Philly. She'll give us a first-hand report live on scene. And in the green room, the big man himself, Stedman. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We generally speak on this broadcast about the breaking news as it's happening, and then we try to tell you what it means and, to some degree, why it matters. But when we have folks that are in the area that have come in and have something important to say, I love to give you a chance to be exposed to some of what they have as well. And I'm honored to have my next guest, who is a multiple-time New York Times best-selling author. Stedman Graham is his name. Lady Hope from our front desk put him in the green room. She came back to say, "Now, Kev, there's a gentleman in the green room, and I cannot place him, but I know him from somewhere." I said, "Oh, that's Oprah's guy." And she just about lost her mind just at that very moment. Stedman, welcome to New York. Oh, fans and all,
so
people's
much.
All
yeah,
over
thank
the place.
You so much. More normally when people say, "I know that guy's from somewhere. What's his name? Who are you?" And I say, "Michael Jordan." That's who I am. I used to play basketball. I was a star.
That's there you go.
There you go.
Well, and it's your friendship with Oprah has been lauded publicly.
More than friendship.
You guys have been, but you guys have known each other for how long?
Probably for over 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been together.
Yeah.
So it's been.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in. You've written a series of books, and the word identity has been involved in many of them. Why is that word so important to you?
Man, that's my life. That's everything to me. It's what I dedicated my life to teach other, dedicate my life to be able to teach other people the process of success and how it works. And it starts with knowing who you are. Otherwise, you're just kind of going through the motions. Often I say, you wake up in the morning, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you get something to eat, you get the kids off to school, you work all day, come home in the afternoon, you spend time with the family, you watch TV, you go to bed, maybe you dream that's Monday. And so we're always working, mm-hmm. working. We never mm-hmm. get a chance to think, organize, develop, or create our potential, because it's not set up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally, the school system is set up to memorize and take tests, repeat the information back, get labeled with a grade, and 2 weeks later, you forget the information. So, you don't learn anything. So you're pretty much just a shell walking around waiting for somebody to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you become a follower. It's hard to become a leader, right, if you can't lead yourself. Which is what this identity leadership is all about.
You right. can't the name of the book is Identity Leadership, Purpose, Passion, and Performance. To lead others, you must first lead yourself.
Yeah, so how do you do that?
Amazon
so the identity is the first step in this process of knowing how to organize your life, what to focus on.
What are the ingredients of identity? How do you decide what it is?
Love is the big word. And you can, if you want to define love, you could define it as passion and purpose and skills, talents, and abilities, all those things that you love and care about. That becomes your foundation for organizing.
So what you naturally see yourself
you are so good
loving at.
Naturally seeing yourself loving.
Okay.
So it's a natural core foundational piece of who you represent.
Well, we've all heard the phrase, and my grandfather said it 1,000 times, but if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And there's some degree of truth to that because you don't think of the things that you do out of passion as difficult. They may have hard elements about them, but if you really love what you're doing, it gets you through.
Yeah, and that's the key, is to make that practical.
Right.
So how do you begin to organize everything you love? Take the 24 hours that you have every single day, which is what makes everyone equal. How do you take the 24 hours and organize around what you love to create a solid identity?
Let me back up from there just for a second. Okay. This is fascinating because I've got 3 kids, 9, almost 7, and almost 5. And so they're like these perfect little stair steps. But they already are so different in terms of what their interests are and where their natural passions lie. So my 9-year-old is an architect and a chemist, and he's into theory, and he wants to understand code, and there's just, he's a technical engineering kind
left
of mind.
Brain, left brain. Right.
My middle child, my second son, loves animals. He loves to be part of the class. He wants to be in and amidst with his friends. He'll sit on the couch to watch one of his favorite movies. He'll have every stuffed animal off his bed sitting around him. He's literally, he wants to be in the pack. And then my daughter just is running the entire show for everyone all the time. How can I, as a dad, picking up on what you're talking about, begin to sow seeds of those ingredients so that even as they're being trained in those areas and passions, they begin to understand that identity earlier than maybe someone like me did when I was like late 20s, early 30s?
I think the way to do it is to organize the content around their interests. And if you love animals, then you read animal books.
Right.
You do animal things. You do all those things. You study. You learn what a veterinarian does. You learn all of the different nuances of animals and safaris and all of that. So, because once they lock into that, then
they've got it.
They got it.
Yeah.
So that's their life. And then study business. You know, learn how to organize, you know, the marketplace. Learn how to use technology.
Can identity be... So maybe you've identified your passion and you're thinking, well, I know what I love, but maybe I'm doing a job right now that I just despise. Maybe I'm not spending my life doing what I really want to do. Is it always the wise thing?
Maybe it's there, but you haven't studied it. Maybe you haven't created a plan. So maybe you're just doing the same thing over and over every single day. So if you take this radio show, you know, and you just walk in and just doing the show, okay, that... Probably you'll probably get burned out a little bit after a while.
Yeah. No, I'm fascinated by conversation, okay. So I know I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, fantastic. So I just threw that out there. Yeah. See how you're going to react, okay? So, but if you took this name, this brand, this show, and you use your communication skills to change the world, and then you connect it to the internet, and you created alliances and partnerships and media tech, and you dived into education as a segment, into technology as a segment.
So furthering it as far as you can make
that's
it
the second
flourish.
Step. Okay. Once you understand who you are, then you create a vision for yourself.
Right.
So the vision is not where you are. The vision is where you're going. So your vision determines your socioeconomic development. Okay, that's your money.
Yeah.
And that's also your legacy. So if you get stuck in the box of doing the same thing over and over every single day, you can't think beyond yourself. Pretty much that's the definition of poverty.
Yeah, finding the identity and then flourishing the identity, it seems to be, are two different things. Let me ask you about leadership. I recently read somewhere or heard, actually I heard a pastor say this in church on a Sunday, but he had been reading different leadership books, and he said that really good leaders start to look at their calendar differently than non-leaders do. And so non-leaders may have a calendar and they may have 4 or 5 things for their day written down. But like top level leaders see each hour in like 5-minute increments. And if they, and they may not schedule in 5-minute increments, but if they can reclaim 5, 10, 15 minutes in an hour to apply to something that wasn't scheduled, then they're more productive. And that's how leaders get more done, because they're viewing the inventory, as you said, that the 24 hours a day is what we all have as equal. They're viewing it with more units of potential than the average person does. So we'll pick up on that and maybe get your thoughts on that and a couple of other things. Kevin McCullough is my name. That is the one and only Stedman Graham in studio with us, and wants you to get his book and lots more to come as we discuss here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may be feeling run down or dragging. You don't have energy. And you probably wonder what it is. Well, I have an idea of what it is. You're not eating enough fruits and veggies, and you probably can't. Did you know that in order to be at optimum health, it's ideal for us to eat about 10 servings of 31 specific fruits and vegetables? Scientifically speaking, that's how much the human body could use to create all of the energy that you could now get in just one serving of fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature. See, this is the powerful nutrition that's inside Balance of Nature is what your body naturally needs. It's what God put in nature all around us. So whole food plants, fruits, and veggies are exactly what you need to not only get the vital nutrients in your system, but then to watch your body fight off disease and help keep you healthy in ways that it hasn't before. That's why people talk about their skin looking better, having lots of extra energy. And for me, personally, it's helped me avoid that bronchial stuff that I get every time the weather changes. I want you to talk to a Balance of Nature coach today by calling them and see if getting the nutrition from 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. And they have a free health coach for every person that calls. All you have to do is call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also order through balanceofnature.com. You, of course, need to use the discount code 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. That discount code is The Mission when you call 800-246-8751. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have been telling you about this day for the last number of weeks. This is our final opportunity before Sunday to say Happy Mother's Day, moms. You have earned it this year. And Elizabeth Kersan Miranda from Staten Island, we have an extra special gift for you this Mother's Day because Elizabeth Kersan Miranda from Staten Island, you are the winner of the diamond and green pendant set in white gold valued at more than $1,000, our gift from Lord's Diamonds for Mother's Day. Lord's Diamonds, of course, you know them. Doing great job. Anu's going to contact her privately off the air. But thank you, Elizabeth, for listening. Thank you and congratulations for winning. 212-789-8500 if you want to be in touch with Lord's Diamonds. That's 212-789-8500, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans on May 24th for the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Expo at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can order their free tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets there as well. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast, sponsored by the Deaf Bible Society. Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman, Saturday night from 6 to 8 on AM 570, The Mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We've got a brand new special offer from MyPillow that's limited time. Have you heard? Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use, of course, my promo code KMC when you do. Ever since I've been sleeping on the MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. The MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have your pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums right now. $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or television. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use my promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Friday. Coming up yet, Abby Johnson will be here checking in live from Philadelphia from the site of that huge protest outside the Planned Parenthood that took place there. And Mike Huckabee will also be here. In studio with me is Stedman Graham, who is maybe best known as Oprah's main man. Stedman, your book is on leadership, and we've been talking about this. And just before we went to break, we were talking about really intricate management of time. And what I'd like you to do is to offer me, you know, just your opinion. How important?
It's
so forth.
Critical. I mean, you know, everything is about planning. Everything is about your time because you can't recoup your time.
Right.
So I try to be, you know, 5 years out. So I'm 5 and 10 years out, okay, in order to be create a structure around those years to figure out what my time is going to look like today. Where am I going to be, what my week is going to look like, what my month is going to look like, what my year is going to look like, based on, you know, the vision of where I'm going, who I want to become. So it's a beautiful process to structure that in a way that you can create whatever you want to in that time frame. So you're 10 years out in your life. Man, you can pretty much make that happen if you're in your passion, if you're doing exactly what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not, you're going to get... You're just trying too hard. But if it's a natural flow and you begin to research and organize the content around your vision based on the core of who you are, so you're aligned, right? And then you begin to organize the resources and make those relevant to you so you can actually control your time, control what you do, control the information, and eliminate all those time wasters, right?
Right.
That have nothing to do with who you should become.
But learning in the process of who I am, about who I am, and how to be better at who I am mm-hmm. is also good. It's learning, like, for instance, go back to Oprah. Before she had the TV show, she didn't know nearly as much then about TV as she does now.
Of course.
Right? So
of course.
Over time, she figured out how to do things better here and better there and own this part of it and sublet that and do this. She figured out the process that she didn't know on day one, and that's what made her get to that level.
And Kevin, so the process of success, this is what's important, is the same for everybody. Doesn't make any difference
right,
who it
right,
is.
Right.
So
learn.
Some people know it. Some people don't. And some people are going way over here, and some people are going way over here to the left. But you want to be able to move to center as much as you possibly can, and then align the resources around you and have clarity about what you're doing, what are the skill sets, what are the talents you need, what people do you need,
right.
what's your team look like
right.
support that, what's the structure look like, what is the you know the operations look like, what is the day-to-day look like, and your job as a leader is to be able to align all of that together. That's the power of leadership, right? Because everybody's not going to be focused on what they love and what they care about. Everybody's
Absolutely.
Not going to have the structure. They may not have the opportunities. So the leader says, I'm willing to do what most people don't want to do. I'm willing to do it 24/7. I'm willing to be here 3 o'clock in the morning.
I can't sleep.
Yeah, I'm willing to do all of those things that will separate me for the person who just wants to go out and after 5 o'clock, you know, 5 o'clock the work is over, go play softball. You know, just hang out somewhere.
The book is called Identity, Leadership, Purpose, Passion, Performance. To lead others, you must first lead yourself. Stedman Graham is its author. Stedman, I want to go to you lay out a number of steps in here. There are 9 steps that you specifically identify after a number of chapters of kind of defining your terms and figuring out, you know, exactly what you're talking about. Then you kind of give us the formula for it. One of the steps jumps off the page at me. Step number 6, pilot the seasons of change. I think with every entrepreneur I've ever spoken with every aspiring actor that wants to make it on Broadway, with every aspiring broadcaster trying to break into the media, with every aspiring business owner, there's that curveball that comes out of nowhere that has the potential to knock you completely out of the game, or is something that you can use to change something about what you're doing. Talk about how to pilot those curveballs when they come at you.
Not what happens to you, how you respond to it. So you're talking about emotional intelligence to be able to deal with things in a way that allows them to disseminate without you putting a lot of effort into it. So you got to have the flow. Today is about flow. I think someone wrote a book about that. Today is about flexibility. It's about adjusting. It certainly is about being able to control your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. Can you not get angry? Can you not get upset?
Depressed.
Can I get depressed? And also, can you turn your energy around? So, you know, the most powerful thing I know, Kevin, is being able to change your energy. And being able to change it from negative to positive. You know, so, because the law of attraction says whatever you put out comes back. So if you're talking about love as the foundation for growth and development, and love is all powerful, and God is love, and all of that. You're also talking about how you manage yourself, and how do you maintain a positive attitude as opposed to a negative attitude. That has helped me personally. That has changed my life. The only reason I'm here today is because of that principle.
Well, you learn more in the change seasons than you do in the success seasons, because that's where your weaknesses are exposed, and you learn how to overcome the deficits or the problems.
Yeah, only the strong survive in that situation. So you have to learn how to, as a talent, be the strongest person you can become so you can survive the obstacles and overcome the changes that you'll face every single day.
Michael Jordan missed however many game-winning shots before he hit his first one in championship. So somebody that doesn't have your book, what's one big idea you want them to come away from this book that is the reason why they should go get it?
Self-mastery.
Define what that is.
Be able to define who you are and work on yourself. I just want you to work on yourself. Work on yourself. Work on yourself. And that's an internal process.
Mm-hmm.
Work on yourself. So the better you become, the more talented you become, the more skills you have, the more you're able to serve mankind.
And that's really the ultimate purpose. We've been given all these gifts and all these talents and skills, but if we don't use them to make other people's lives better, we're missing the whole big picture.
In order to do that, you have to first lead yourself before you can lead other people. Yeah.
Stedman Graham, thanks for coming into the studio. This has been really special, and I'm glad that we had a chance to do it.
You're good. I tell you, you're good.
Well,
appreciate
God's
you.
Good. I'm just trying to, you know, do what he wants. That's Stedman Graham. Get the book, Identity Leadership. It's on Amazon at any of your favorite booksellers right now. To lead others, you must first lead yourself. This is Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, it's Friday. That means Governor Huckabee is going to be on the show. And it also means that he'll tell us what's going to be on his big TBN hit TV show tomorrow night. But here's the thing. Better Together has a new daily program. It's made by women for women, and it's encouraging women in a way that other shows like The View just choose not to, partly because it's spirit-filled conversation that tackles the variety of topics that include things like friendships and toxic relationships and identity and even social media. There's no topic that's off limits. In fact, today they're talking about how you can hear God's voice. Each panel of women leaders and topics of discussion change almost every day. We want you to join the circle for some genuine dialogue. They're going to address many issues concerning women with a balance of spiritual and practical commentary, interviews, and just plain fun. It's not a TV program. It's a community. It's built on love and friendship and encouragement. And it's time that we join together to make this world a better place. So why do life alone when you could do it together? Maybe better together. Weekdays at 1:30, only on TBN. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, the Dodd-Frank Act was passed. And you know what happened with that? It gave the government the right, the authority, the legal protection for them to take money out of your 401k, your IRA, your bank account. I said seizure. That's what we're talking about. They take your stuff. Sounds scary, but this has already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. And if you'd like to know how it works, my friends at Landmark Capital have an entire white sheet called The Coming Bail-In. It describes step by step what the government does when they take your money. See how all of this was set up to just manage the out of control national debt. And learn how to protect your future and hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals, particularly if you have a retirement of $10,000 or more in savings. So when the bail-in happens, you need to have peace of mind. The one way to do it, get the Coming Bail-In white paper and guard yourself now. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And this weekend, David Fisher and myself launch a brand new radio broadcast called The Bail-In. Is your money safe? Listen Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock on WMCA AM 570, Saturday at 5 in the afternoon on AM 970 The Answer, and again on Sunday at 1:45 in the afternoon on AM 570 The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Obliterating
eliminating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I just want to thank you all. A huge shout out to the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia.
Woo! That was
all the amazing work being done to get pro-life, to get abortion workers out of the abortion industry into the pro-life movement.
I believe that's Lila Rose from that rally that we've been talking about all week that took place earlier today in Philadelphia. And joining us now is another participant who was there. And again, I was very grateful that Live Action had invited me to come down and be there. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to. I had a little malady of the eye this morning that I had to get the doctor to look at. But Abby Johnson was there, and she hasn't been with us since we chatted about her movie a few weeks ago. And Abby, I did get to see you like most of New York did. Actually, not you so much, but that little guy living inside of you right now on those big, beautiful ultrasound screens that were all over Times Square that brought literally the world's busiest intersection to a complete hush on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that was an exciting time. And it just shows like how powerful the unborn are. And yeah. Even it was all the protesters there, and they had their drums and all this kind of stuff. But still, an unborn child can bring one of the busiest places in the world to complete silence.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so people can deny the power of the ultrasound. They can deny the humanity of the unborn. But, I mean, we saw it for ourselves right there in Times Square.
Yeah. Abby Johnson's who we're speaking with. You may know her. She was the Planned Parenthood Director of the Year at one point. Her story has now been featured in a major motion picture called Unplanned. We talked about that a few weeks ago when it came out. But Abby was the person that gave the 4D ultrasound in Times Square on Sunday, and her little guy blinked, and the whole world saw it. And she was there, of course, today in Philadelphia. Now, Abby, the what's gone on with Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims has been appalling. And I've seen largely the nation share that sense of displeasure with it. What was it like being there today? What was the crowd like? Talk to us about how this was received.
Yeah, there were so many people there. I mean, you know, we really didn't get this. I mean, it was late at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I make this tweet to Brian Sims and say, hey, look, I'm going to be out there in Philly in front of that clinic at 11 o'clock on Friday. I'm flying to Orlando from Canada, and I thought, you know what, I'll just make a pit stop in Philly. Let's do this. And the next morning, I, you know, had messages from Matt Walsh and Live Action and Pat Mahoney, and they're like, we're pulling permits. We're going to be out there with you. We're going to turn this into a rally. So, you know, from Tuesday to Friday, look at all the...
No,
the
fast, yeah, you talk about warp speed.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, that just shows the power of the pro-life movement. And, you know, people show up. And I think that Planned Parenthood wasn't expecting that. I think that they're probably a little ticked off at Brian Sims for doing what he did, because... you know, now look at hundreds and hundreds of people show up in front of their facility. They didn't have one patient walk in that whole time. And, you know, but I think it's time for the pro-life movement to rise up and to fight against this sort of harassment that we get on the sidewalk for exercising our constitutional First Amendment rights.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why I'm glad to hear that the crowd was a good size, because they will respect us on one level if we engage them, but they respect us even more when they see that there are hundreds and thousands and millions of people that believe strongly in the greater moral questions that overarch this issue. So I'm glad, actually, I know it brought a lot of stress into your life, but I'm glad that that this went down today. I know one of the kind of stated goals that Allison Centofante said with us yesterday was to encourage Mr. Sims to resign. Do you think there's any indication that based on what happened today that he might be more inclined to do that?
Oh, I don't know. The Democratic Party won't even come out and denounce his unethical behavior. His embarrassing behavior. I mean, he's really embarrassed the Democratic Party. I'm not sure they could get any more embarrassed actually at this point. But I mean, he's embarrassed them. And they won't even come out. Where is the National Organization for Women coming out and saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you harassing these women, right? Where are these women's groups? Where are these feminist groups coming out and denouncing this? I mean, the fact that the people that support him are staying silent, I mean, that's not going to be much motivation for him to say, you know what, I was wrong, and I really am unfit for office, and I shouldn't be in this position any longer.
Right. Well, and that's the thing that, I mean, again, we're all for winsome engagement. I mean, you've sure. very artfully debated some people on some of this stuff. But when you're talking about a fairly angry guy doxing teenage girls, I mean, it doesn't get much lower than low on that scale. So anyway, Abby, congratulations on all things. But of course, that little one you're carrying, and thanks for giving us an update today. Continue to tell people about the movie Unplanned, friends. It's changing lives. Abby Johnson, thanks so much.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Suburban commuters will be hit with outrageous tolls to drive into Manhattan's business district. Manhattan residents will see their cost of goods skyrocket as delivery trucks pass down their added cost to consumers. No one wins under congestion pricing, plain and simple. All the money in the world won't fix our transit crisis. Lawmakers should be calling for transparent and accountable MTA. Instead, they prioritized another cash grab over substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough Radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
Is one of the longest serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Make sure that they're clear to be able to own and possess a gun through common sense background checks and licensing. We've seen that in states that do that, they have dramatic drops in gun violence.
Yeah, that's not true. That is not true. That you ask me how I know that's not true. That's not true. I just said this yesterday in my final thought. The five cities, Governor Mike Huckabee, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. If we're third in the world, I think, in murders right now. But if you take out Chicago, D.C., Baltimore, New Orleans, St. Louis, and one other one, we drop to 189th in the world. Cory Booker is full of hot air there with the whole, like, gun regulations make everyone safer. You know that in your state, in Arkansas, you saw evidence of that.
Well, there's an interesting stat that more people are killed every year by hammers than by rifles. And so if we really are serious about stopping deaths, let's ban hammers. Now, I know that sounds facetious, and people say I'm making light of gun deaths. I'm not. I'm just saying that proportionally, what we have is a news media that elevates and amplifies every act of gun violence as if it's symptomatic of a bigger picture, which it isn't. And so it's typical of Cory Booker and other people on the left. You know, they talk about manufactured crises. Yeah. Well, look, every gun death is one too many. But as far as it being that there's a greater likelihood of you being killed by a random shooter in a theater, school, or airport, it's just not statistically the biggest thing you need to worry about.
Yeah, no, getting in your car and driving is actually far more dangerous. I think, I think there were 15,000 gun deaths, something like that, in 2017. The last time they compared both categories and car deaths, it was something like, it may have been 150,000, but there were like 400,000 deaths by car. And Governor, it was like four times the amount. And like, people never bring that up. They never mention it. They never, you never hear the other side of that. Anyway, didn't mean to sidetrack us on Cory Booker there. I know that's about the most attention he's going to get in a long time, so he's probably grateful for the free PR. Let me ask you, I noticed on Twitter today you went after Senator Burr, who's a Republican from North Carolina. Governor, what did the good senator do to get you so riled up?
Well, he wants to relitigate Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony. He's already been before enough committees to be almost 30 hours of testimony. And he said, look, I'll come. He came. He went voluntarily. He said, is that everything? And they said, yes, that's everything. And now that the Mueller report shows that there was no collusion, zero collusion, nobody got charged with Russian collusion, there was no obstruction of justice. And people say, well, but Mueller didn't say there wasn't. He just said there wasn't enough to charge him with. Well, there's not enough to charge me with the Hindenburg disaster or the Lindbergh baby kidnapping either. So they can say there may be something there, but we can't find it. If Mueller had found it, he would have used it. That much we know because he had a whole bunch of Democrats on his platform. Here's my point. Richard Burr needs to be like Elsa in Frozen, and he needs to let it go.
My four-year-old knows that song quite well. She got the reference immediately, Governor. But let me ask you from this standpoint, because this is really what bothers me. He's a Republican. What does he stand to gain from doing this?
Well, he's showboating. I mean, this is the same kind of thing we saw from Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and Mitt Romney. They want to be beloved and heralded on the morning joke set each morning on MSNBC. They wanted to be hugged by CNN and by the cocktail crowd in Georgetown. And so in order to do that, if you go out and if you're a Republican who is willing to trash your fellow Republicans, you'll be giving a standing ovation in the nice, polite elite circles. But out here in flyover country, we want our people to stand together and to fight these people that would take us back to high unemployment, high interest rates, where we're bowing down to foreign governments and we're letting China punch us in the teeth. Some of us kind of like the fact that whether people like Donald Trump's style, we definitely appreciate the substance of his presidency and what it's meant. Recognition of Israel, lower taxes, record unemployment for minorities, including women, blacks, Hispanics. I think some of us kind of like that. And standing up to China and other bullies across the world, thank God for that. And now we got Richard Burr, who can't decide what party he wants to be a part of.
I just never realized he was one of those guys. Like, does he have a reputation of being a maverick?
No, he doesn't have much of a reputation at all. I mean, he's been kind of, just more of a utility player, not really.
So this is the way he makes a name for himself.
But I think he and Mark Warner, who's a Democrat, have tried to kind of picture themselves as, you know, the two great moderates. They're going to teach the rest of the people how to be adults. Well, if he wants to teach somebody how to be an adult, go talk to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, and some of these guys. And the only way that we deal with them, and look, I'm a nice guy. I think I am anyway. I like to work with people. I worked with people when I had a Democratic legislature that was 90% Democrat, and I got things done. But there's also, Kevin, a time to stand up and fight bullies. And what we've got in Congress right now are a bunch of bullies in the Democratic Party. They're trying to bring this president down. They refuse to accept the results of the 2016 election. And you don't win those people over by coddling them and giving over to them.
That's
They're
true.
In it for a fight. They're in it to win. And we have to stand up and say, I'll be nice to you, but when you punch me in the face, you better step back because I'm coming back at you.
Speaking of dirty cops, or so to speak, Mr. Comey, we're going to see, is he going to be indicted?
You know, I don't know how he escapes it if there's justice in this world. And one of the things I've tweeted this morning is that Donald Trump is going to rename Gitmo Comey Island. And he's going to use it to house all the dirty cops, the intel agents, and the co-conspirators who illegally spied on the president and were guilty of a conspiracy, a cover-up, an attempted coup. And as I like to say, Katie, bar the door, as in Bill.
I got that. The bar, BARR. Yes. Hey, quickly, you've got a huge show this week. Tell us who all's on.
Well, we've got a few folks I think would be worth watching. Roseanne Barr is going to be with me. That's going to be an interview you do not want to miss. Also, Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, will tell us why he thinks that a lot of the modern environmental nonsense of Ocasio-Cortez is just that, nonsense. And we also have Point of Grace, some of the most wonderful Christian recording artists, as well as a guy that you know from down the hall, Eric Metaxas. So it's going to be a big show.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got Eric in there because I'd never hear the end of it if I didn't say, oh, Eric's going to be on Mike's show this week. So make sure we know Mr. Metaxas is there. Which, and by the way, he's got a new show starting on May the 17th, which we're all excited for him about. He's going to be joining you on the weekends.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to having Kellen McCullough come to Nashville and be on my television show. We need to do that soon.
Let's do that, Governor. Absolutely. Thanks again for being with us today. My final thoughts coming right back.
Every year, WMCA holds a special event where we give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and the Alternatives, Dr. Tony Evans, on May 24th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can register for complimentary tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at am570themission.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the Law Office of Capel, Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, a big thank you to each of you for being here and for telling your friends and for committing yourself to pursuing clarity. It's what we do here. Glad to be able to keep you updated on what's been going on with breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. We've got a lot of really interesting things that you can stay in contact with us over the weekend if you want to. If you just can't get enough, I'm hosting the Christian Outlook on behalf of Salem Media. That'll be nationwide on a few hundred radio stations. I think there might be a snippet of mine in the Town Hall Review, which is on another bunch of stations. The podcast that my company now produces, called the 180 Cast with Georgie Borman, you hear Georgie on the show from time to time, tackles a really controversial topic of vaccines and a mom who pulled a 180 on whether or not to get them and how that, like, threatened her life. You can check that out in the Kevin McCullough podcast universe. We've got that up there. And I want you to make sure that you also check out my Saturday evening television/radio show, seen here locally on 13.3, same stick that our public broadcaster's on. But you can also catch it on my social media, because we have got two of my favorite people joining us. One is Dr. John Eibner of Christian Solidarity International, and there's some amazing stuff going on in Sudan. And then Kelsey Bowler, our own Kelsey Bowler from Wednesdays, is going to be with us for the Ladies Lounge. And we have got a very important thing that I want you to take a look at, a film that she's produced. That's all coming up. It's going to be such a busy weekend. I think I also end up having to take the boys, because I promised them for a couple of weeks, if they could be good, to go see the final Avengers movie, Avengers Endgame. So it's, you know, who knows? Who knows what we'll get? I'm thinking through all the problems of the world, by the way, this week. Problems like Snopes. Did you hear what happened to them today? Snopes, you know, the fact-checking site, Snopes.com, they decided to fact-check a story about whether or not Ilhan Omar really said something about Israel. And the story that they fact-checked was from the Babylon Bee, which is a parody site. Evidently, the people at Snopes don't know how to separate parody from reality. And when I was realizing all of this, plus all of the stuff that James Comey did and all the things we've talked about in the last hour or so, I was thinking to myself, I said, you know what? We need to find a solution for this world. And about that time, my little girl wandered into the office, and she just announced for the whole world to hear, Dad, we can solve all the problems, she meant, of the world, with just one stuffed unicorn, because they're so cute. I kind of feel like that. I feel like between McGahn and Comey and Nunez and all the people argue about it, I think, just come on, please, just give me, for the weekend, please, one stuffed cute unicorn. Change the world.